Well, good evening, everyone. If you're listening to this in the evening, it's a Ken Braverman podcast. Where have we been for a couple of days? We've been all over the place. Where are we now? I had to look. I had to look at my phone to figure out where I am. Well, it is Sunday, June 10th. June's been a mighty fine month for Caps fans and just Americans alike. Freedom! June 10th's been a... that's what today is. I'm in between Southampton and Bristol, Connecticut right now. That is close to ESPN territory, if I remember correctly. I haven't ever been there. Maybe I will go there before. Maybe a sunset over SportsCenter? Can we do that? Perhaps. Anyway, wanted to check in and record a little pod. You'll get those memories out while they're still fresh. So, nothing but driving. I just ordered some food here, and the guy was so nice. At a Chips restaurant. I've never been to Chips before. Kind of looks like a Friendly's type place. I think they do breakfast too. I like it. Always like eating someplace where I've never eaten before. Anyway, nice guy came out and brought the food to me. I wanted to record a podcast, and he's sitting here with a special chip salad and some type of chicken egg roll. It's in a plastic tube. I don't know how I'm going to egg roll this while I'm driving, but we'll see. Anyway. So what has happened this weekend? Been all around, East Coast, up and down, a bunch of states in there, New England, Vermont. Is there a better time to go to Vermont other than fall foliage here? This is spring foliage. It was pretty freaking gorgeous. It was UVM Bachelor Roller Hockey Fest on the ice 2018. We got a handful, just about a handful of... old UVM roller hockey guys up here for a bachelor party, and some that are still in Vermont. And we had the Gutterson rink, the huge, you know, like the rink that the D1 team plays on that I've seen filled up many a time, and it was not filled up for us. It was just us in there. It wasn't even filled up for a lacrosse team that was coming in to play a game. It was just us. So it was a good time. Now I have a little bit of video. It's not great, but it was a good time, a good skate. I mean, we're out there for a couple hours. So, but you know, the highlight is always seeing people that you haven't seen in a long time and sharing stories. So I wanted to throw an update there because we need to do this again. I mean, it's been about 20 years. And when you walk into a locker room, you don't know what you're going to see, right? You don't know if you're going to see somebody you recognize or whether they've, plumbed up and had 20 years of smoking under their belt or something, and they look like they're deteriorating. You never know what you're going to see. I'm sure that keeps happening year after year. So everyone looked great, and it's always nice to have your memories reinforced that people look in the same way. And they also kicked my butt on the ice, so everyone's still skating pretty darn well. Funny stories. We need to do this again. And but what happened was it reminded me of... it was kind of a throwback. I'll tell you what's going on. Basically, this has just confirmed that I'm running for president in 2020. I've been thinking about doing it, and now I'm definitely doing it. Because every time I ask someone if I should run for president, they say they would vote for me, and I don't think they're just being kind. So I've decided I'm going to run. And the reason why I bring that up is I felt good out here this weekend because a lot of people that even though they're my peers, we're all students at the same time. These are all the roller hockey club and the ice hockey club at the University of Vermont. I started both of them, and I was kind of a weasel around the rink. I mean, the term is rink rat. I was at the rink every day. I lived next to the rink the first 2 years of school. That's the beauty of living on campus in the dorms, is you go outside, and if the bathroom is taken on your floor, you can walk across the street and I go take a leak at the rink, which I'm sure I did on many occasions. So I was there all the time, in between classes, after classes, at night, painting the ice with... Can I tell you a little bit about Vermont? Let me tell you some stories. I didn't tell this story this weekend because nobody asked. I was 18 years old, 19 probably, 19 years old on the Gutterson ice rink, helping to paint the insignias and the blue lines and the red lines and things on the ice. The way that is done, if you don't know, is they put like an inch of ice down, then they paint. You paint it by hand, or you put down a stencil and put some like sand to stencil out something, and then you paint within the stencil lines. And then once you do the painting, the paint freezes to the ice, and then you go with the Zamboni and you flood more, or you spray it first, and then you flood more water on top of it, and you end up with another layer of ice. You've got ice layer, paint layer, and another layer of ice. So when they're putting all the ice down and doing all that painting, you can go there, and I knew everybody at the rink. I knew the Zamboni drivers and knew everybody working there. And I even knew the police officers that would come by whenever anything's open late night like this and people are roaming around. And I was 19 years old, and I was drinking beer with the people that worked at the rink with a police officer. That same police officer, nice woman, busted me for drinking beer or having beer inside my dorm room the same year. The same cop that I was drinking with at the rink after hours busted me for being in a room with alcohol inside a dorm. Just think about that for a moment. But that's fine. And that's Vermont. And so the point is, I was a rink rat and I was there all the time. And I got to know everyone. And because of knowing everyone and literally having that place as a second home for a few years in the late 90s, I was able to get stuff done. It's like your house. I mean, you're there. You're like, oh, I can use this as a storage room. I had my gear there. When our roller hockey team would practice, we had to rent our rink from a company in Maryland. It was plastic tile. And we broke out this plastic sport court tile. We transported it from Maryland up to Vermont, unload it, put it in the room with all the tennis courts, the tennis court part of the gym. And every day, every two times a week, we would come out to practice. We would assemble our rink and snap it together like a bunch of Legos. It would take like 45 minutes with like 15 guys. And disassemble our rink when we were done and store it behind the tarp at the tennis court. I was there at the rink getting all this done. And a lot of people that you know, some people that came this week and just people in general, look back upon those days as fond memories, wondering how we got away with all this nonsense. This back in the day, you did not have to wear a face shield at playing club sports. You could go out there without any shield at all. That is a walking eye macular disaster, just getting sticks in the face. We would play without shields going on trips. I can't believe nobody lost an eye. We made it mandatory a couple years in. We're just thinking about how you used to be able to get away with things back in the day. I mean, you used to be able to smoke on planes, for Christ's sakes. Like, things have really changed. And so looking back at the infancy of roller hockey was, the term I used was the fidget spinner of the late 90s. The roller hockey was a sport that came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, inline skates became a thing. And people were playing roller hockey all over the place. They really don't do it as much anymore. It's not just because I'm out of that age demographic. It's because it doesn't happen as much anymore. You can't find rollerblades anymore. The business wheels and bearings, all these other things, it's just not what it used to be. And so during this period of time, we had this weird new sport happening. And it's a rush to get good at it and to be fun. And it's kind of like hockey. And you can play it if you don't have access to ice, which is why roller hockey got big. And why roller hockey also dissolved is that people that wanted to go to the next level after playing on the roller skates or roller blades, they wanted to get on the ice, and ice hockey is better. It's just better in a lot of different ways. So roller hockey kind of phases out because it's not the real thing, you know, even though it's a lot of fun. So we all went on trips, and we had... me as a surrogate parent driving a van around when clearly I was not responsible enough to do any of that. And the stories that we have, the fact that nobody died, I mean, I hold that as a badge of honor. I didn't kill anyone in the van. The one van story, here's the thing about driving, and I'd like to share this with people because it may save your life one day. I did almost get into an accident, and a lot of us would have died. And it would not have been my fault. But let me tell you what happened. We were upstate New York somewhere, God knows where, probably near a casino, you know, way out west of Albany or something. I don't know, heading towards Syracuse or something, toward Oneonta or some godforsaken place. And we were in a shopping center at night because it was always late. We were driving back. And I was getting out of the shopping center, and I got a green light at a light to take a left to get onto the road, a couple lanes in each direction. And there was an underpass right to the left of me. And as the light goes green, there's, you know, 10 kids yelling at each other in the van or whatever. And normally you'd see the green light, you'd just go. I started to go. And then as I started to go, something went off in my head and I froze. And I didn't go. I hit the brakes and everyone was like, what? Everyone like, there was time, it was like a second for people to go, what? And as I stopped, a pickup truck came out of the left and came at like 60 miles an hour and blew right through the intersection where it was a green light for us and a red light for him. He came out of that, it was because we were kind of blind with the underpass in our line of sight to the left. And what had happened was I saw a reflection of the car light go off of the wall of the underpass and reflect back at me at speed. And so I knew instinctively that a car was coming, even though I couldn't see it. I was lucky it was at night and it was dark so that the lights would actually reflect. You don't realize that stuff unless you are driving. And the point of this story is when you're driving, and before we have driverless cars for everyone, it's so important not to text, you know, use your phone and stuff like that, even though I'm sort of guilty in that way, but I do it in a smart way, I believe, but I'm not going to go down that route because it's wrong. But paying attention to your surroundings and making sure that everything around you is making sense, because my brain knows to watch out for lights at night in a car because I'm always dodging stuff at night. So when you train yourself to do that and something like that happens, all of a sudden I slam on the brakes at a green light and we don't get T-boned and killed by some drunk truck driver, right? So anyway, I hold it as a badge of honor that we did all this driving. I was trying to do the numbers. It's probably close to like 500,000 miles of driving over like the 6 years we were doing that between the ice hockey club and the roller hockey club, all trips between Vermont and Boston, Vermont and Pennsylvania, Vermont and New York, Vermont and Virginia. We went to California 1 year, went to St. Louis 1 year, went to, Niagara, Buffalo. I mean, everywhere. Right. And it was always dry except for California and St. Louis. Those were plane trips. But anyway, so nobody died somehow. And a couple kids flunked out of school, but nothing you can do about that. But the friendships that we had have lasted a long time. And I think it's because experience, it's kind of like being in the military, I would imagine, even though I have not served, where you have a sense of camaraderie where I can remember a story where one of our guys was in the car and it was really late and we were driving probably back from Pennsylvania and he woke up and he just looked at everyone. He goes, what time is it? Is it like 0 a.m? And that's a very accurate way of describing how it feels to be in a car forever before the days of the internet. And being exhausted from playing four roller hockey games in a 2 day weekend, 4 or 5 games, and then getting in a car and driving 9 hours exhausted and in pain. Going through that with a bunch of people builds long lasting friendships. And it was great to see everyone. It's like we hadn't left, you know, it's like we could do a van trip. It makes me want to set up a trip in a tournament. I think that needs to happen. I don't want to just go fly to Vegas and play a thing. I want to do something fun. Maybe we drive somewhere, drive to Atlantic City. I think there are still casinos there. So it was a blast. I'm on the road and probably not going to go to see what's up at ESPN. Maybe Van Pelt is not there on Sunday night. Going to head home and, of course, go on another trip immediately. I think it's Hershey Park next. We don't know. But great times, gorgeous weather. There's nothing better than beautiful Vermont weather and mountains and everything's gorgeous. It's so nice. So nice. So that's about it for now. There will get some video of the hockey game up and we need to do more of that. More hockey, more staying in shape. It really helps, even though the knees are starting to give out, that's for sure. So, all right, out for now. We'll be reporting back tomorrow from a different state.